I did so, and saw a large E with a small G, a P and a large G with a small F woven into the texture of the paper.
What do you make of that? Asked Holmes.
The name of the maker, no doubt, or his monogram, rather.
Not at all. The G with a small T stands for Gesellschaft, which is the German for company. It is a customary contraction like our co. P, of course, stands for papier. Now for the EG. Let us glance at our Continental Gazetteer. He took down a heavy brown volume from his shelves. Iglo, Iglonitz. Ah, here we are, Igria. It is in a German-speaking country, in Bohemia, not far from Carlsbad. Remarkable as being the scene of the death of Wallenstein and for its numerous glass factories and paper mills.
Ha-ha, my boy, what do you make of that?
His eyes sparkled, and he sent up a great blue triumphant cloud from his cigarette.
The paper was made in Bohemia, I said.
Precisely. And the man who wrote the note is a German. Do you note the peculiar construction of the sentence, "This account of you we have from all quarters received"? A Frenchman or Russian could not have written that. It is the German who is so uncourteous to his verbs. It only remains, therefore, to discover what is wanted by this German who writes upon Bohemian paper and prefers wearing a mask to showing his face. And here he comes, if I am not mistaken, to resolve all our doubts.